3 years ago, I felt blah. Stuck. I weighed more than I wanted to be. My only pair of good jeans felt tight. I wasn't writing much. I lived with chronic pain and wasn't creating anything in person or on the page. I felt sluggish, tired all the time, bored. Is this what a midlife crisis looks like? The label didn't seem to fit. Life has ups and downs. The days felt dreary, but that's not a crisis. It's a mood. We are drawn to the weight of words like crisis, the implied drama of it. So often a crisis refers to total devastation or a breakdown. I was neither devastated nor broken, but I wasn't thriving either. I was uncertain, frustrated, bored, unsure of what to do next. It had been decades since I felt so stuck, and I didn't like the feeling. A crisis can also mean a turning point for better or worse, an emotionally significant event, or a radical change of status in a person's life, as per the dictionary. Those definitions did seem to apply. A crisis is a decisive moment. Yes, that's it. I was in a decisive moment. Would I stay stuck and sink deeper into my comfort zone? Or opt to get up and launch into the next phase of my life? No, this wasn't a crisis. It was an opportunity. Midlife malaise. The term midlife crisis was coined in the mid-1900s by Elliot Jacques in a paper he drafted for a meeting of the British Psychoanalytical Society. In that paper, Jacques talked about his study of great artists who also experienced a depressive period lasting several years between their mid-30s and 50s. He speculated that others suffer the same midlife malaise, including an inability to enjoy life and compulsive attempts to remain young. After years of upward growth and expansion, college and marriage and kids and careers and new homes and new jobs, we hit a lull in the middle years that can knock us back, leave us feeling low, tired, and regretful, according to some psychologists. Some people try to cope with the discomfort by making radical changes, filling the holes inside by reaching for things outside, finding new partners, buying new cars, investing in plastic surgery, anything to move off autopilot and feel like they're young and flying again. I definitely wanted to recharge my life, to stop feeling so stuck and tired all the time. I was uncomfortable, unsettled, but not in crisis. I was in transition and searching for a new place to land. Life changes as we grow. My roles as a wife and mother had shifted because the people I wifed and mothered were growing and changing too. The 1-2 punch of arthritis and aging was messing with my body. My hair was getting gray, and I had a hard time seeing the football scores at the bottom of the flat screen without my glasses. Life requires us to adapt and adjust, for sure. It isn't easy. Not always. But for the first time in years, I felt free to do it. Free to change my mind, make some new decisions, and go forward differently. I just didn't know what the heck that would look like, or what I wanted next. What now? This book is about the what now. How I went from stuck and frustrated to recharged and revitalized, and what I learned along the way. You Recharged isn't about being blissfully happy. It's about being fully alive, about living wholeheartedly. With a plan and simple practices, we can get unstuck, reclaim our energy, and step into this phase of our lives feeling capable, confident, empowered, and energized. We can recharge. We can live with strength and vitality. No, we aren't in crisis. This is our decisive moment.